AKAPYS monitoring.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, monitoring on the first day of March.
Well, good morning, Jim. You got Ryan, KDYS, reportable in Mackinac City. How are you today?
Ah, what brings you up to Mackinac City? Anything fun?
Well, my wife likes boats and bridges, so we're looking at the Mackinac Bridge right now. We're just taking a little break from our house. We went on a little short hike yesterday and just relaxing. We went and visited the mayor and yeah, just relaxing.
Hey, sounds a little better than a staycation or whatever they call when you stay at home. So, hey, very good.
Yeah, we're working the repeater portable here, so we're only a little ways away. So, yeah, I just wanted to say hi. I'll let you go for now. Thanks for shouting back. Hope you have a good day. Sun's about to be coming up here. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. A little chilly, but beautiful. Can't beat it. And I do believe it's March 1st, so I think we're on the downhill slide for spring. So maybe, and fingers crossed, it's a fast slide down the slide. So we get some warmer temps coming in. That'd be great. I think everybody needs it. Seems like a lot of people are getting kind of ornery about the winter. It's been a pretty brutal winter this winter, I would say, for us lower peninsula people. So, all right, ACADGKDYS, I'll be standing by.
All right, Ryan. Well, hey, good to hear you after this morning. So, we've had snow cover since Thanksgiving, and so I'm kind of glad that we might lose most of it. But there's a downside to that. You know, they call it mud season. And mud season's that transition. I don't really like it. But, okay, well, you know, it's Sunday morning. I think I'll flip on the news and catch up on my knowledge of Iran and Karachi in that area is about 30 years old. So I need to catch up a little. ACFDG, hey, 7-3s.
KCHCMQ, NAPW. KCHCUC, KCHCUC, NAPWM.
Somebody hollering for KCHCNQ, go ahead.
Hey, Dan. It's Craig in APWM. Hey, I haven't forgot about you. We were just super tied up yesterday. You going to be around, like, this afternoon, early evening? I can give you a call.
Yeah, I'll be home. I've been trying to fight to, been trying to look at this thing, trying to understand them half the night last night, been playing with them this morning, and I got my other one working. I just got to figure out on that base in that Kenwood how to put miles in there and put a frequency thing on it. So that one's different, my 733. So we've been scratching our head doing this and doing that, but I'll be home.
Okay, sounds good. You said the that mobile unit was turning off when you keyed the mic?
Yeah, on certain channels, but I took the wires and stuff off, redid them down there in the power supply, went up and hit the, I'm going to say the Gaylord one, and it brought up the machine. And I hit the 7.6, and that brought up the machine. And then I played with the Simplex with my wife, and that worked. And I was doing different ones. So, yeah, it worked. So right now I think I got it on Simplex. If I have to talk to you, I got to turn my beam around. But it should work. I just got to figure out how to get in there and put the 60 watts on it instead of the 5. I think. I don't know. I don't know which one it is. It's been a year and a half since I played with that radio, remember.
Okay. It shouldn't be too hard to get it going. The Gaylord machine, the one that you had mentioned to me, is no longer on the air. It's been taken down, even taken off the tower, was my last understanding. But, okay, so I don't have a pencil on me right now. I'll get the information from you on that radio later on. But it sounds like the power supply may have just had a bad cable or was loose. Because if you came up and they shut down, that's usually what it is. It's just not supplying enough current for it. But anyway, the new radios that you got, the new HTs, are the same as your other one. They work exactly the same. So hopefully that helps you. All right, I'll give you a call later on. KC8CMQ and 8PWM.
Yeah, well, just to let you know, there's two Gaylords over there. One is Jeff's, and that used to, I forget what the frequency is on that one. I couldn't bring that one up when I was over there in Gaylord yesterday, but I did bring the actual trailing one, or the Gaylord one, up. And I keyed it a couple times and talked on it, and then all the way home with it, I kept hearing the ID go off. So I have to tell you which frequency that one is. KC8CMQ.
So the KC8OM machine's gone. I believe that's the one that's the guy that does the third part, the third rock solar stuff. That one's gone, if I'm not mistaken.
Huh. It's weird because I was listening to the IDs going off as it's coming home. Okay, talk to you later. KC8CMQ.
And 73 and APWM. KFADNF Mobile. Thank you.
N0 TVE, November 0, Tango Victor Echo.
KF8 FTE, mobile and monitoring. UF monitoring. KDYS monitoring. KF8 UF. KFAFUF. Go ahead. This is KDYS, portable. I'm mobile right now, driving north. I mean, coming from the north, going back south. Roger, roger. Yeah, I just got home. I just drove. We were in Mackinac, and we've just come back home. I live in Harrison, so I was just connecting back up my repeater here to the network. I disconnected it when I was gone, so just getting the heat cranked up. I turned it down to 60. I got an outdoor boiler, wood stove boiler, and if I turn the heat down and pack her full, it'll burn for... On mild days like we've been having, it'll go for 50 to 60 hours with a full burn chamber, so that's pretty neat. But yeah, it burned about half of it in about 30 hours. So. And the sun's warming it up, too. All right, well, we're just calling out. Drive safe. There's lots of southbound traffic coming from the UP. I don't know what road you're on, but they're rolling out. KDYS, standing by.
Currently on 33. Going to be jumping on the highway here soon. Are you burning mainly hardwood, or do you got softwood, pine, whatnot?
Yeah, primarily oak and maple, beech. But this year I burned through quite a bit, but I got some cedar, whatever I can find. A lot of it gets cut up on the sides of the road, and I just come by and scoop it up before it gets hauled away. A lot of times the county will just scoop it up and throw it in a pile on their property and cover it with dirt. So if I can get there before, then it's all pretty much cut up into lengths, 3 to 4 feet. But I did get some cedar this year, which isn't that great. But when it's warmer out, you know, we start getting 40, 50 degrees in the day, I'm not going to be burning a lot of my good wood. So, yeah, I've been doing it for my whole life. I've lived here for, I think, 15 years. So it's a pain, but... whatever. Keeps you young, I guess. All right, I'm going to watch some Grit TV here, kick back and relax. So, enjoy the sunshine for sure. Be careful out there.
Well, enjoy your Grit TV and have a good rest of the evening. Stay 7-3. KF8,
FUS, clear. Yeah, KDYS will be standing by. You do the same.
KF8, ENS, beautiful downtown city.
Thank you.
88 MTT.
NHDMH, NHDMH, JCAVSU. Nothing hurt, JCAVSU.
KCACMQ testing.
KCACMQ and APWM.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg. KCACMQ.
Okay, looks like it's working. NAPWM.
KCACMQ.
KCACMQ NAPWM.
Okay, it took me a little while.
Okay, who's calling you?
I think we had a mess there. KCATMQ and APWM. NAPWM testing 1212. NAPWM clear.
KCATMQ testing.
ATMQ and APWM, I hear you. You got the right channel.
Well, he's got enough of these in here. He's got to figure out which one it is. Okie dokie. So now we'll try to figure out how to put names into these things. At least we got it up and running. KCATMQ.
APWM.
KCHCUC, KCHCMQ, you got a copy on your radio?
Yep, KCHCUC.
KV7 OLD listening.